of a community already plagued by poverty.
Native American Indian community.
Morgan Radford has our Sunday spotlight.
Allie Young grew up here on Navajo Nation with her grandparents, who are now facing an enemy they cannot see.
My grandparents are 80 years old. I am fighting for them.
Young's community, like Native nations across the country, is being ravaged by the coronavirus. There have already been more than 1,000 positive reported cases on Navajo Nation alone, the largest Native American reservation in the
NBC
country, where
television.
The virus is now spreading Channel faster 4. Than anywhere else in the region, at a rate more than 9 times higher than in neighboring Arizona.
This week already, we're at capacity.
Dr. Michelle Tom is a family doctor who grew up on Navajo Nation. She says pre-existing conditions like diabetes make the virus even more deadly. In a community where resources are already stretched too thin.
We only have 2 ventilators.
You have 2 ventilators for 17,000 patients?
Yeah.
Why do you think this pandemic is particularly hitting these Native communities so hard?
We live at 50% poverty. People have a hard time getting food, traveling. You're saying 20 seconds of washing hands with water. We have to haul the water. We barely even have water to wash dishes. I have patients myself that have to drive 1.5-2 hours just to reach me.
What is the responsibility to...
Which is why leaders like Congresswoman Deb Haaland have been fighting just to make sure Native tribes are included in federal relief efforts.
We wanted $20 billion for tribes. When the White House came back with zero, we were able to get tribes $8 billion.
What do you say to people who say, no, you're a sovereign nation, you should absolutely handle this pandemic with your own resources?
Native American history is American history. You know, long before this was the United States, this was all Indian country. The U.S. is responsible for tribal health care.
In the meantime, Native leaders have had to take drastic measures at home, setting up a separate hotel to quarantine possible cases, and implementing a curfew on the Navajo reservation, enforced by checkpoints and roadblocks. All while the National Guard distributes gowns, gloves, and food.
This is a life-saving difference.
And for this community, the danger is about more than their health. It's about the survival of their culture. Tribal stars like famed golfer Notumegay III are trying to get the word out on social media, encouraging Native communities to stay home to protect their elders.
Some of our oral traditions are going to be lost because of COVID-19, because those are the keepers of the stories, the keepers of our histories.
It's a loss that Allie Young says her tribe simply can't afford.
Our cultures are in jeopardy right now if we lose our elders. They carry a lot of the knowledge and the ceremonies that we, the young people, are still learning,
and hope to one day share themselves. For Sunday Today, Morgan Radford, New York.
Morgan, thank you very much. Next on Sunday Today, Harry Smith
Important.
Will look at what we've learned about our country.
All right, everybody, stay safe.
Tragic fight.
We'll go live at 3 o'clock, try to play this back again with some other very important, important outreaches that so many people do.
And turning around a church.
Yeah, well, good stuff.
You know, new customers save over $1,000 on average when they bundle home and